In the online blog I did called, You Know How I Know Democratic Economics is a Con, we said that there were some key things to look for in the words of pundits in order to see the propaganda, whether intentional or not is another issue. See the propaganda in defense of the class system. The statist we, and these are some of them. The statist we, which is the corporate we, talking about the state but using that word we, identity, you know, forming an identity of yourself with the state, which means you're done before begun, because, you know, hey, if you're the state, oh my goodness, we're in trouble. We have to just start dissociating ourselves from power. And it's as, and if you've read that conversation with Joel McIver, it gives you a sense of the right word? I don't want to say complexity, because in some ways it's not complex. It's very simple. But for lack of a better word, the complexity of that word, the state, and how it's manifested in the world through us as well as through the institutional forms and the obvious acts of organized elites. So one would be this statist we. Another is magical thinking. Power as an organized actor is never seriously credited or sometimes even admitted into the calculation of the so-called solution being proposed. Another one is coerced work, of course, is never questioned. And then there's always that class is assumed. And there's also this one, the economy must be protected at all costs. That's a particularly popular one of economists. But one of the most important of these aspects of the propaganda props of pundits is that the frame, economic and political, for action and for analysis is kept narrow, with a focus on the nation state. And that's a, what could we call that? It's sort of like those blinders on a horse, which force you to look just at what power shines a light on, but you don't see the panorama around it. You don't see the whole. And it is only from the perspective of the whole that the truth can be known. Robert Reich's speech is riddled with this one, and not he alone. It seems to be a job requirement in order to be a left pundit. This tactic became evident almost at once with his reference, this is a standard among U.S. left economists, to an alleged economic golden era of the post-World War II U.S., when corporations supposedly shared the wealth and the people had money to spend and the U.S. economic engine pulled everyone along with it, behind it. Now, Reich has provided better illustrations in other speeches of this misdirection, and it's not stated as clearly here as in the film Heist, for example, or the standard talk we hear from Richard Wolff, but it's implied, and it's been on my mind to try to unpack the implications of this con.